Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. We are northeast, probably. B. Mitch and Finley, we are live in the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, PA. Good morning, Brian.
What
How
up,
do you do?
Jay? Man, I'm good, brother. What's happening?
I'm good. I'd like to set the record straight that I came to the cigar bar and I hung out.
You did.
We had fun, man.
I said last night that I got to give you credit. You hung.
The best part is
you kept trying to leave, but you know I held on, made stay.
I had to deal with some technical stuff. That was my only real hurdle last night.
Yeah, because you're always doing stuff that you shouldn't do.
What did I do that I shouldn't do?
Man, just bring that damn cord every time.
You could have brought it. We were standing there together.
It's not my cord.
Yeah, it's our cord.
It's like me taking your no. You check that out. I didn't check that out.
They gave me a new cord. Said, hey, here's an extra cord. I was like, cool. I brought it. Well, all's well. We're up and running.
It don't work.
It was, I don't know how an electrical cord just doesn't work. I'll never understand that. But regardless, we've made it. We've made it this far. Really good dinner. I don't know if people didn't see your Instagram post.
I am the Bronicon, not Budokan. I'm Bronicon.
That made me die laughing. So we had dinner at this place, Budokan, that B. Mitch really likes. Food was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I could tell. Now, we were there on a Wednesday night, which isn't exactly when it bumps.
Yeah.
But, like, that place, it was still pretty crowded.
That place is happening on.
I could see, like, a Friday or even tonight.
Start Thursday.
Yeah, I could see that.
It was crazy.
And the food was great. But, like, I could see that bar scene being a bit of a scene.
Yeah. The special ones come out for those nights.
I can see it. And then we went to the cigar bar, which was a lot of fun. My only thing with cigar bars, and they are the vibe at cigar bars always elite, because dudes generally just want to chill out, you know what I mean, and have some cocktails and hang out. But your clothes, your body, your eyeballs just are so overpowered by cigars, man.
Yeah,
like
when they don't have a good ventilation system.
Like that's why my clothes are all just in a bunch over there because they stink.
Yeah. Blame it on the clothes, Jay.
But. So, here's what was wild last night at the cigar bar. So, we had a good crew. It was me and B. Bram was with us. CJ was with us. Mitch was with us. Fletch was with us, but he left. Like, we had a good crew of guys, right? And there was this one wasted moron.
Who almost got his ass whipped.
Dude.
Point blank.
So, Landfill's out today. We got Jeff and Heavy Metal back in the aquarium. Good morning, gentlemen.
Why is this thing?
What's up, fellas?
On what planet, remove me from this crowd, but if you're at a cigar bar where, I mean, let's be real, cigar bars are primarily just dudes. There's not a lot of, like, women in there, unless maybe you're on a date or something. Last night, I feel like it was 90% men in this place.
Yes.
And everybody, it's built for, like, a very chill, loungy vibe. Like, we were on these, like, couches looking out, overlooking the window on, like, is that Walnut, Chestnut? Like, it was just a cool vibe of a spot. They have music playing, but it's not too loud. There's TVs, but it's not exactly a sports bar. You know what I mean? It's all, like, dark leather, chill. And I don't know if this guy was from Mars or what, but the guy was kind of jacked. And he was,
yeah, man, that was his problem. See, he got – Jeff, you've seen these guys. They got their little muscles. You know that they came out of a jar. And they think they can beat everybody. And he kept, like, flexing, and I'm like, I was ignoring him because if I even engage, the guy, Steve, always told me, said, man, it's a long way down there. It's a big pane of glass. And Mitch wanted to throw him through the window.
Yeah, big Mitch was getting fired up, man.
But I'm like, dude, you're tripping, dude. You are not. And the brother who was sitting on the table with him looks like Hugh Douglas. He kept looking. I said, he good right now. Once he's not good, he got a problem.
Yeah, it was remarkable because the first time he came over, and dude, the first time he came over, I thought he was like an autograph guy. I thought he was going to be like, B, I loved when you played for the Eagles, right? Like that
He wasn't even from this area.
That was the first time he came over, I was like, all right, this guy's just excited. And then you realize he's speaking Chinese. Like, you couldn't understand what he was saying.
Yeah, he was belligerent. And that's the word.
Yes, he was belligerent. And the first time, we all just kind of laughed it off. But then he came over again and again, and then he sat down with Mitch, and that was a really bad idea. And it was just like, finally, his buddies dragged him out of there. But it was just such a weird reminder of – and I feel like most of our listeners, like, are probably dudes that have gone out over the years. And I'm sure all of us, like, in our 20s had, like, a terrible evening out where they were the belligerent one. But don't be that dude at the bar, dude.
I've never been that dude last night.
I believe you.
I am not walking up on a bunch of dudes. All of them look like they can probably whip my ass.
What a bad idea.
Like, flexing.
It was...
He had on his, what's the t-shirt you wear? True what?
The classics?
The true classic, yeah. he had on the shirt to make his body look like he was jacked.
I mean, and he had, like, weird, like, what's the, like, physical therapy tape on him? It was... the only negative of last night was that dude. Everything else was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, we left Ashburn at about 3 o'clock and got to Philadelphia at about 7:30.
Yeah.
It was just traffic, but all good.
Takes a while, baby.
Yeah, man. What was cool, though, was pulling into Philly. So we ended up coming a different route just because of traffic where we –
dude, Sam Myler said, hey, I'm still in my 20s.
Well, go fight.
He's probably that dude at the bar.
I'm sure we have plenty of listeners in their 20s. I'm just saying, don't be the belligerent guy at the bar. That guy sucks.
There we go.
We ended up coming up 95, but then we did 76 into the city. So I guess we went east and then came west. And what was really interesting, B, coming in at night, every building, and Philly seems like it's exploded with tall buildings. I know that new Comcast building, but there's a lot more like skyscrapers than I remember, at least, and they're all green. Like, the lights on all of them are just all green. I get into the room, and I'm dealing with some of this technical stuff, so I had, like, time to kill in the room. I throw the TV on, and it was all Philly pregame shows for tonight's game. It was John Clark, Ike Reese, Mike Quick, all guys we know, so it was kind of fun to watch. Then just walking around the city, it's like Eagles mania. It is cool, and I always love and respect this about Philadelphia. They are Philly first all the time in on these sports teams.
Yeah, they're that.
And it just makes me think the atmosphere tonight should be pretty damn awesome.
So you left before these three guys came to talk with us last night, and the one guy was like, man, you my favorite player all the time. He said, but you a traitor. I said, what you mean? Man, you're going to be wearing that W stuff tomorrow. I said, dude, I was with Washington before I came to Philly. What the hell are you talking about? You never played in Washington? That shows you right there, like the internet era, you know? When social media popped up, people, they don't know. If I played 14 years, I played 3 years here, 1 year in New York. I must have played somewhere else, right? He could not believe I played in Washington.
Well, that guy's, I mean.
He's an idiot.
Was that the guy that Mitch almost threw out the window?
No. He was a cool dude, but he was crazy.
Well, that dude is, I mean, you got to be kind of a moron. Like,
I would say.
If somebody has studied, watched your career.
But like I told you
Washington's
before,
a pretty big part of it.
People do not go back and look at stuff. They only look at what they are dealing with and forward. They like life started when they began to pay attention.
I think that is really true of like everything in life. It's fascinating how people just don't look back at really much. You know what I mean? And you know, kind of going forward, that's a problem for like I don't know, sociologists or something. But looking at this game tonight, watching all the coverage last night, they're trying to bill it as Jaden versus Jalen. And I just don't think that's what it is.
It isn't that. It's never. It actually is never the quarterback against the quarterback. I don't care how people present it, what the league does. Quarterbacks are not on the field at the same time. It's that quarterback against that defense. But I understand Jalen and Jaden are not facing each other. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's whoever that defensive guy is over there. What's your boy, N'Kobe Dean?
Sure.
Him against Jaden.
Right.
I'll go with that. Bobby Wagner against Jalen. I would go with that. You know?
The kid, I mean, they are playing really good defense on the middle level. Both their linebackers have been excellent. The kid, Zach Bond, I think, was just named NFC Player of the Week. Zangara was talking about him, Defensive Player of the Week, uh-huh. I should say. And I think it's going to be interesting because Patrick Queen was so effective last week at really limiting Jaden. I don't know. I mean, Queen's a different player than what, you know, Bond and Dean are. But do you think in some capacity the Steelers provided a path for these other teams to watch and try to slow Jaden down, at least in the run game?
Does the other teams have a Queen on their team? Do they have a linebacker that could run like that?
I don't know, but they got two that are really good.
They may be good, but do they run like Queen does?
He surprised me with the lateral speed yesterday.
Yeah.
I thought he played excellent yesterday.
But the thing about it is when you got Queen sitting there spying on Jaden, that helps when you don't have a battering ram running at in his chest all day.
Right.
And Brian, decide which one am I going to try and do, which one I'm trying to take out. And if you make the wrong decision on the wrong play, you're screwed. So ultimately, it's not one or the other. It's the combination. And that's what people don't understand about football. One person does not make anything go. It's a combination of people. When you got a damn good O-line, then you can do multiple things. When you got a running back that's very effective and a good quarterback and another receiver, now you keep people off balance. And that's what they had success with early in the season. And we'll see how that goes as we continue on.
For sure. You're going to need another receiver to step up tonight. I think this kid, Quinyon Mitchell, the corner for Philly, is really a player. And that's not to suggest that he's shutting anything down, but it'd be a great night. Whether it's Noah Brown going for 75 or we see, you know, the emergence of Luke McCaffrey or it doesn't even necessarily have to be a receiver, but you need a secondary receiving threat, I think, is pretty vital tonight.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know necessarily where it's going to come from, but I know they need that to happen. Like, if you look at just kind of the last few weeks, is your internet cutting in and out?
Nah, I seem to be okay right now.
Mine is messing up. I wonder if it's my computer. If you look at the last couple of weeks, it's been Terry and then like a drop-off. And I think Terry's a stud, and you love for him to get heavily involved. But I think offensively they're going to flow better when there's more than just Terry. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think tonight that's got to be a goal. The Skins didn't play. The Commanders didn't play last night, but there was plenty of Washington action last night. Wiz and the Caps were both in play. Did you see the Wemby highlights?
I just saw the scores and things of that nature. He had over 50.
He dropped 50 on him.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball has just changed so much, so dramatically, so fast that it's like wild to take in. I want to pull up his box score. Do you know how he dropped 50?
He had a lot of three-pointers.
Yeah.
He had over six. He had six, didn't he? Something like that?
I'm trying to pull it up right now. I don't know exactly what it was.
I saw that at 3.
I watched the highlights
this morning. Yeah.
I mean, what do you do with a 7'4" dude that just rains threes? Like, seriously, what do you do with that? If he can consider it also. Now, I watched the Van Pelt SportsCenter. Whatever that, I think it's just SVP SportsCenter, whatever that's called.
Uh-huh.
And he hinted that there was something in play that, like, Wemby was particularly motivated for this matchup.
Why?
I don't,
of SARS?
I don't know.
Well, they all from Europe, so
yeah, they're all French
that
dudes.
He could be motivated.
Well, and Bilal was his teammate, I think.
That's probably why. Listen, man, friends go at each other. harder than they go after enemies. Because, you know, bragging rights is more important than anything out there.
B, he was 8 of 16 from 3. Hmm. Hit 8 threes. He's, and watching his ball handling, I was like, damn. And I'm not going to pretend to have watched a ton of Wemby, but I don't know how you defend that when you got a 7'4" dude handling the ball, shooting 8 threes is just crazy. And
yeah,
it just shows how much
he shot more than 8. He hit 8 of them.
Who was the dude with his last? Our guy Steve last night was telling me the story. He was in college when Manute Bol was in college, right? And at University of Bridgeport, I want to say is what he said. And he was telling me some wild Manute Bol stories that are not fit for radio. But think about that. Now, that is 40 years ago, roughly, mid-80s. I don't know. Somewhere in there, right? Manute Bol got to the Bullets in the late 80s, I want to say. So he's probably in college about 40 years ago. But, like, imagine if the development of basketball players now was what it was then. Manute would have been a three-point shooter. Like, it's just bananas. Like, you imagine George Mureson just chucking threes? Like, it's just a different sport, man.
Nah, I just think when you're that big, you go down in the blocks, man.
Right, but that I have the same mindset.
Yeah.
That mindset is over.
It may be over, but everybody that's 7 feet can't shoot like that. If you can, I understand it.
Do
but
that.
Most people cannot.
I hear you, but it sure seems like if you can't, then you don't make the league. Like, I have long felt as the NFL got more and more pass heavy, right? And you've seen it, and they've changed the rules to make it such, all of these things. I've always thought there'd be some sort of pendulum swing back to, you know, we're just going to run the ball and control the clock and grind this thing out because people care about winning games.
There are a lot of teams
more.
That do it that win a lot.
Right. And I think, I mean, you're almost seeing that with the Chiefs. Like, the Chiefs are a defensive-first team now, and football allows for that pendulum swing. I don't see a pendulum swing in, especially professional hoops, coming back, where it's a big man on the blocks playing with his back to the basket. Like, I think that era is just
if a big man comes into this league right now, like Shaq, and that's what he does well, you mean to tell me they're going to just pass up on him? You got to have somebody who's dominant at it to make sure it happens.
I agree with you, but I think the Shaqs that are 10 years old, the 9, 10-year-old kids, aren't being taught to play that way anymore. They're just being taught to play from the wing and chuck it. It's a different sport. Also, disappointing loss for the Caps last night. We were checking. We tried to get that game on TV at the bar, and it was impossible to get that game on.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
let's think about it, Jay.
Well,
they weren't trying to get you no game.
Sure.
From any place else in this town.
But it was there was like a ESPN Plus issue, because it was an ESPN Plus game, and I saw Barstool Nate tweeting about this, that it was just blacked out. Like, people in Boston, people all over the place just couldn't get the game. And it was a serious pain in the butt for a while. So we didn't get to watch it. But then CJ was following on his phone. They were up 3-1, I think, in the third. Or maybe Bram told me that it was 3-1 in the third. And then they go on to lose, I think, in OT. So you still get the point. But it's kind of a tough result. Ovi did not score. But Caps are chugging along. I mean, they're still in prime position kind of seeding-wise, but it's far too early for any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. But as we kind of get into our day, we're going to focus, shocker, on the Commanders, especially with this game tonight. And I think it's going to be pretty damn awesome in that stadium. Mm-hmm. I think the vibe, the crowd noise, everything is going to be pretty darn rowdy.
Oh, yeah.
You think there's people tailgating already? Because they opened those lots early.
In this town, probably so.
What? Because
I remember Monday Night Football. That's back when it started at 9 o'clock. And I would be leaving the hotel that morning to go back to my apartment. And they would be there at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Because what people that haven't been up here might not realize is it's a pretty cool setup. It's like South Philly, I think. And they have all the stadiums in one place, so they share all the parking lots. And they've built this, like, big bar, Xfinity Live, whatever it is. And I feel like because it's just a bar, you can go there all day. are so like the access.
And they probably do
the access to the parking lots would strike me as kind of always being available compared to like a Northwest Stadium where they kind of have it all chained off most of the time. Here's what we're going to do. Quick break. We're going to run through the injury report. Think about what we're going to see tonight. Sean Merriman joins us at 11.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Brian.
Yes.
All right, we are live, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. What part of town is this called? Center City? Old City?
Downtown.
Downtown, yeah. Got it. The dinner last night was old, Center City.
Yeah.
Center City was cool. There was a lot of, like, it seemed, up here is kind of corporate. Down there it seemed like a lot more kind of low-key. Yeah.
That's where I used to live.
Okay. It was cool over there.
Right in the middle of
It was like 10, how far of a walk would that be from here? 15 minutes?
A little longer than that.
Okay. Because it was like a five-minute Uber. Yeah. Yo, did you see the video?
1.3 miles.
Did you see the video of my Uber last night?
No.
I posted it on Instagram. I get in the Uber to come meet you guys for dinner, and it's a Nissan Pathfinder, which Pathfinders, once upon a time, were probably my favorite SUV. They have turned those things into, like, weird minivan-looking things. They're like, wait, they've kind of bastardized the Pathfinder. Regardless, I get in. The guy was very nice. It was a straight-up club. He had lights. He was blasting dance music. And I was just like, all right, dude. He's like, you want me to turn it down? I was like, nah, do your thing. And he's like, dude, I work all night, so I got to stay hype. And I was like, terrific, man. It was a vibe, for sure. But get a ride over there. And it's funny, I was texting with somebody and talking with somebody here at the hotel. Brian Robinson is now completely off the injury report. He is a full participant all 3 days of practice. Schefter yesterday tweeted out, Brian Robinson ready to go.
Uh-huh.
When Schefter is tweeting that out, he is someone...
He's ready to go.
Yes.
Very ready to go.
Do you have any... perhaps concern's the right word.
And they think he can go now, he's ready to go. That's all I look at.
I think the fact that he hasn't played and now somebody somewhere is telling Schefter he's good to go, like they're quite confident in his ability to go to
them. Oh, yeah.
So I think that's exciting. I think that's really good news offensively. I think, you know, yesterday we ran through all the numbers. The third downs over the last couple weeks have really started to struggle. And that's not as simple as, oh, they're not executing on third down. It means they're getting out of their rhythm offensively. In the last 3 weeks, they're 5 of 15, 5 of 12, 5 of 14 on third downs. That's a problem, right? And I think a lot of that is getting – out of their flow of down and distance on first and second. I think B-Rob can help a ton with that. I do wonder, B, who's your starting right tackle tonight? I'll tell you what the injury report says. So Belor, Lattimore, Seibert are all out. Mm-hmm. So you got The only like kind of name replacement there is Gonzo, right? Gonzo's going to be kicking instead of Seibert. Mm-hmm. Lattimore hasn't played yet, so they're not replacing him technically.
Yeah.
Belore is a loss on special teams. I think they'll probably lean on Percy Butler more there, who's already playing, but like maybe you need him to make plays for you. Coleman is on the injury report, questionable with a shoulder. That's your left tackle. He's playing. Like I saw him every day this week. I'd be quite surprised if he's not playing. Mm-hmm. Lucas, we haven't seen in a couple weeks dealing with that ankle injury. He's definitely made progress. He was wearing the walking boot. I've seen him walking around now. There's no more boot. He looks like he's moving around better. He's questionable on the injury report. Wiley, questionable on the injury report with the shoulder injury. Last week he dressed but didn't play. Scott played. Wiley was basically like an emergency if something goes wrong, right? Who's your starting right tackle tonight?
Probably Scott, and Wiley will be emergency again.
You think? You don't think Big Luke could go?
I don't know. I'm just saying, Lucas, which ankle is hurt? See, that makes a difference left and right tackle.
I want to say it's his right, but don't quote me on that.
So if it's his right, that's the one he has back if he's on the right side.
He'd be on the right side, yeah.
It's a possibility, but I'm going to go with Trent Scott.
Well, it's interesting, and this may seem kind of counterintuitive, but I think it'd be easier for an O-lineman, and maybe any position, but certainly an O-lineman, to play through a shoulder thing than it would be an ankle thing. But
they get caught in a lot of awkward
positions. I know, but you just can't plant with your feet.
Yeah, but you got to stab with that arm, and you got to have the shoulder right. And if your shoulder's not strong and somebody plays off that edge, you got a problem.
Tell me what you learned from this quote, okay? You tell me what you've learned from this quote. I understand. So yesterday when Dan Quinn spoke and we took it live on the show, we were out there in the trailer in Ashburn. The PR staff asked that it be quick, not a lot of questions. I mean, they literally, like, we watched when DQ got done, there were guys going to their cars to go to the airport to fly to Philly. Like, it's a short week. It's condensed. Part of, like, being a credentialed member of the media is a privilege. Like, you have to apply for it. You have to get granted the rights, like, all those sorts of things. And part of that is understanding the operational flow. And yesterday was a reasonable request that everything goes fast, right? But one of the questions that needed to be asked was about this right tackle situation. So DQ was asked about Wiley and Lucas for this game. Both are questionable. You tell me what you learned from this, B. Dan Quinn said, asked about Andrew Wiley and Cornelius Lucas, a pair of tackles. Yeah, they both had good work yesterday. We did kind of some individual, and then we got really more today at full speed. Not full speed, but enough where he could punch and go and be aggressive. And so Cornelius and Andrew both did a good job today.
I mean, I'm not telling y'all nothing. I'm not telling y'all one damn thing. That's
bro,
what that, means.
That is a word salad that illuminates nothing.
Exactly.
Because
they don't want you to know that.
Like, I think organizationally, they would love to not have Scott, but I think organizationally, they're okay if it is Scott. And I think from the pass game perspective last week, TJ Watt got loose late in that game. That's kind of what he does. They call him the closer.
TJ Watt gets loose on everybody.
Totally.
Yeah.
But I would say organizationally last week, considering you had your fourth tackle, I mean, that's just straight depth chart-wise, it's Coleman, Lucas, Wiley, then Scott, in whatever order you want to say there that is. You had your fourth offensive tackle. Now, they helped him a lot, tight ends, backs. They helped him, and that's what you're supposed to do.
Think about the years when we never helped the tackles.
I know. But I think he did okay.
Yeah.
Now, I think the run game, the interior had some real trouble. I wonder about the interior tonight because we're talking about the tackle injuries. I think Biadasz is really beat up, and that's just how he's wired.
But everybody is beat up at this point in the year. So, I mean, it's not a problem or concern on your team because everybody else on the other teams are hurt too. They're beat up, especially offensive linemen at this time of the year. Everybody got to deal with it.
Agreed. And the O-line is going to be beat up from sea to shining sea, like all over the country, man. Mm-hmm. That's just kind of what happens to that position. My concern for tonight is not necessarily offensively how they're able to move the ball, because, dude, we're 10 games in, and whether they score at the clip they want to. I mean, Pittsburgh's got one of the best defenses in the NFL. They put up 27 last week.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're going to be able to move the ball. I think the concern's on the defensive side of the ball. Let's dig into that. Sean Merriman at 11. Coming up at noon is going to be really cool. We're doing a crosstalk with WIP Sports Radio here in Philly. Don't miss that. It's going to be kind of nuts, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley live in Philly. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. This sounds like Jeff picked the song.
Uh-huh.
But Heavy Metal Chris is in the building. So
nah, I think Heavy Metal told him to play that one.
Heavy Metal, what was that, dude?
That's King of the Road by Fu Manchu.
You got that on your phone, B?
Yeah.
You got a lot of Fu Manchu on there?
My frequently played.
I'll just tell you, that is like the funnest song to listen to when you're cruising down the freeway and you're just passing people, because in the chorus he's just like, King of the Road says you move too slow.
You're not
so fun to pass cars.
Speeding. When you listen to that song, you're speeding down the damn freeway.
Heavy Metal Chris does drive a Mustang, I think. Heavy Metal, you like to press the gas, buddy?
No, never, never. Never. I like to go super slow, you know?
Lie.
Yeah.
A few things I want to clear up and perhaps make clear. First off, we got to say good morning to whoever our first commenter was, or whoever paid Jeff off to be the first commenter. We got a new one, I think. Another new name in the record books. Jarrell B. First person said, good morning at 9:59 a.m.
Jarrell jumped the gun. Show hadn't even started.
I mean, shout out to Jeff for, maybe Chris did it. I think that's the first time I've ever seen the stream live before the show starts. 9:59 a.m. That's an early start. Who started the stream today, boys?
That was me.
Ah,
yeah, now we know.
Also, this is my first time looking at the stream. It really does look like B. Mitch is a, hiding his identity.
Yeah, I am.
Like when they interview somebody from like a third, you know, like a dictator country, and they have to hide their identity.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
I mean, I guess we can close the curtains. I can't turn that light on because we only have two power switches over here.
I'm full. You can turn it. You can unplug it.
All right. Well, everybody in the stream, let's see if this helps. We're going to plug the lamp in and see what it looks like for B. Mitch now. Although this lamp plug's kind of funky, so it might take a second. You got to find the right hole, B.
Yeah, you got to always do that.
All right. Oh, look, let there be light.
There we go.
So
look a little weird.
Jarrell B was at 9:59 a.m., then Cody Seabolt at 9:59 a.m. Just behind him, he said good morning also. So good morning to everybody on the chat. Good morning to the boys in the stream. Jeff is running the show today. So, Jeffrey, how's it feel being in the big chair, buddy?
Feel good, man.
You got this. You do a good job. What I always find remarkable is Jeff's ability to stay for the whole show on the days he's running the show. I applaud you for that, Jeff.
Oh, he might disappear even today. You know how Jeff is.
And, Jeff, we have a hype song in about an hour.
Yes, sir.
There we go, Jeff.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm going to clear something up real quick, and I don't want to make a whole big thing out of this, but perhaps I'm going to. There's a senator from Montana. His name is Steve Daines. I applaud Mr. Daines for the work he's done trying to make sure the Wetzel family that came up with the old logo for the Redskins, which is an iconic logo. It's a beautiful drawing. That logo has meant a lot to me over the course of my life. I used to draw it on every book I had as a child. Like, when I was a kid, you had to cover your books, like your science book. You put these covers on them. Mm-hmm. And all of my books, I would just draw the Skins logo. I've owned countless amounts of clothing and hats and artifacts that have that logo on it. The logo is beautiful. And Montana Governor Daines, or Senator rather, Daines has worked hard to make sure the team has worked with the Wetzel family to properly honor and pay tribute to that logo. And it's my understanding that the team has done that. They have talked to the Wetzel family.
Get the hell out of the way.
Now, this dude needs to get the hell out of the way. Sir, you are from Montana. This is Washington. I understand this is federal land, but you are doing nothing but political grandstanding and pearl clutching for no purpose but retweets and clout. Like, you have no business holding up a bill to build a stadium that will impact the millions of people that live in the DMV, and there is no sense in what you're doing now beyond political grandstanding. I know I have spoken to people at your office. They're all very nice. They're all very polite, and you've reached out to me to try to not say what I think, but I'm not doing that because what you're doing is complete grandstanding nonsense. It is nothing but politics, and all you're doing is bringing these people in that are not fans of the team. They do not care about the team. They want this to be a political issue and a political football and culture war nonsense. Please stop. Go back to your home. Ignore this issue. Montana's a beautiful place. I don't want to be involved in the politics of Montana whatsoever. Let us get our stadium built. Please get the hell away from this issue. Thank you. We'll be right back. Sean Merriman joins us.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.